It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Steve, thank you for doing a great job on the news.
Really great job, Steve.
Oh, what was your favorite part?
The whole thing,
yeah,
start to finish.
It was good.
Oh, no downtime. Mm-hmm. It was excellent.
Dane Neal is here. Hi, Dane.
Hi there. How are you guys doing?
I've missed you. I feel like I haven't seen you in a while.
Well,
it's been a while.
Yeah, you know, anything. Like, I guess you just carry a wallet size picture with, or could do something with someone on the mantle, maybe.
I can always listen to you on the road with Dane Neal on Saturdays, 2 to 4.
Yes. And I would encourage you to do that. And others, too, listeners, definitely take Wendy's advice.
You brought in a super surprise mystery guest today, didn't you, Dane?
Well, it's always good to add like an air of royalty to it, right?
Sure.
So, and we consider him like this, the Sandwich King. That was where his breakout hit was on the Food Network. Of course, now he's the star of the big hit that they've got that ensemble cast for The Kitchen. And I have always said that this is a guy that is so super talented in a bunch of different ways. You know, not just on the food celebrity side. He can sing. I don't know that he can dance. Maybe he can dance on the comedy
he
side.
100%.
He makes 100%. Everything fun and funny. But he found his niche in stardom on the Food Network as a culinary celebrity, but he does so much more. And it's Jeff Morrow.
Hi, Jeff.
Hello.
Can I ask you a question? Whenever I see anybody who cooks food on television, they're angry, but you don't seem to be angry.
Really?
How are you avoiding that?
I would like to have a maybe off the record conversation about who's been the angriest.
I don't see them being angry.
You know, all the shows I watch,
like a Gordon Ramsay, tough
everyone's
love.
Angry at everybody.
Well, you know what? Maybe because you're watching them in the competition form
maybe.
A lot, or yelling at bad cooks for him. Or, you know, I don't
that's
do
a new show coming up, yelling at bad cooks.
Bill, will you host that?
I would love to host that show. But you're not angry, are you?
You know what? Because I'm just literally being a class clown on the show and, the color commentator, if you will, while cooking. So there's really nothing to be angry at.
Oh, okay,
it's a fun
good.
Job. Like, it's not raising my stress levels ever.
Good.
Exactly.
And cooking relieves some of your stress, too, doesn't it? It does for me.
It's therapeutic.
Yeah.
There's times when my wife is like, all right, go make something.
Yeah.
She knows I'm in a mood.
Right.
And it does help
go
to
cook.
Put together, you know, like six roast chickens.
Yeah.
I was wondering also, too, is on the family side, have you got a great family, of course, all located here in the Chicagoland area? Do you feel that extra pressure, you know, maybe an outing or something? Or have you made it clear that this is a no-cook zone, or you only cook in obligated, you know, celebrity situations? Or do people kind of depend on you to make things, like little sandwiches?
You know, we are the, you know, it's funny. I just kind of sealed, I don't know, I guess it might be an exclusive for you guys, a book deal, my first ever cookbook.
Nice.
Yay.
Thank you very much. And it's called Come On Over, because literally that is the words that are uttered more out of our mouths between my wife and I. It's because we've become the center of the family in that way, because we have the house, we got the yard, we got the outdoor kitchen now, the pizza oven. Now, I put all these things knowing full well that I would take this responsibility. And sometimes I just don't want to fire up the pizza oven.
Yeah.
You know, it's very romantic, but
it
takes like 2 hours to get to temp, and it's 98 degrees out, and you're sweating, and the dough is finicky, and you're doing all this stuff. But at the end of it, the end results is just so fun, and people get...
Do you always cook domestically, or does your wife ever pitch in?
She does pitch in a lot. She's a great cook, but she does tremendous baking, so she's a tremendous baker.
Yeah, it's like a yin-yang on the kitchen
side. It does.
Yeah.
Well, she insists on cleaning. She calls me the messiest cleaner in the world, whatever that means. Is that like an oxymoron?
Well, you're still cleaning,
I'm cleaning, hon. She's
do you
like,
do
yeah.
that on purpose, though, so
yes,
you're not asked
I
to
do.
Keep... Very smart move, Jeff. Good move.
Don't you clean as you go along? That's what I do.
I do, but it's just not good enough. You know... God love her. But we got to run a tight ship. Good.
Well, congratulations for what you've done in the past. But now let's talk about the combination of cooking and comedy. Two things that don't always go together, but you've made them come together somehow.
I knew I wasn't going to be the best chef, you know, a Michelin starred chef. I went to culinary school. I worked in restaurants. I've worked in delis my whole life. I'm the sandwich guy. So I knew like that. I had a niche in the food realm, but it wasn't going to be, you know, bib gourmand for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I was also a stand-up. I did improv, Second City from very young age, Groundlings in L.A. I was good, and I think I'm a funny guy, and I can, you know, work a room, but I was never going to be the best comic in the world, but I could be the funniest chef in the world.
Right?
So that was my angle.
Smart.
And nobody else has, you know, claimed it, or there's some funny guys out there. Alex Guarnaschelli is very dry, very funny.
Very dry, yeah.
But nobody really kind of worked the business like I did through all those different angles, and it's come together, and it's, you know, who knows, people like laughter a joke is to laughter, you know, a well-placed bite, right? Makes people smile and giggle in a way, too.
Yeah.
So it's called Jeff Comedy Jam. It's obviously a takeoff of that great comedy series.
This year?
So was that a great marketing team that got together over months of research and development, some storyboards? Or is it something that you came up with?
Probably, you know, me in the bathtub on a Thursday night. That's when I came up with that one, soaking in some Epsom salt. But last year, I like to do something special now for Chicago Gourmet, which I believe is the greatest food festival in the country, and I do a lot of these food festivals. So since it's my hometown, I live here, I want to do something special beyond like your traditional food demo or an Italian night. You know what I mean? So last year I put together like a super band of chefs, because I'm a musician, I play, I sing. So we had Duff from Ace of Cakes, who played bass, and Bruce Coleman from Top Chef sing and play guitar, who's a like an unbelievable guitarist and singer. Mm-hmm. Couple other local guys playing, John Hogan from River Rose.
Yes.
And it was an immense event. And we sold it out. It was so much fun, but it was like a ton of work, because it's like the band got together and broke up essentially on the same night. And we had fights, and it was like people were disagreeing with each other. I'm like, we haven't even played one gig and we're already breaking up.
Right.
So this year I was like, how do we change, since it's all about entertainment this year for Chicago Gourmet? So I was like, let's do a comic thing. So I put together some of my favorite comics nationally and in the city, and surrounded by food and drink on the lakefront. And I called it Jeff Comedy Jam because I'm a student of Def Comedy Jam back in the day. So we omitted one F and made it extra clever.
It's legal. Now it's legal,
right? We did.
That's perfect.
Couple cease and desist letters, but we're working them hard.
Can you mention a name or two, Jeff, that'll be involved
in this? Oh, of course. WGN's very own Pat Tomasulo.
He's very funny.
He is really good. And I miss Man of the People. I just have to say that publicly.
We're all very sad about that, as I know he is. And that's, I don't know, there might be a future there for something for him. And this is his, you know, so he's been gracious enough to, you know, donate his time to this. We also got Adam Burke, very funny comedian. Go follow him on Instagram. Hilarious. Roddy Gupta. It's great. She's hilarious. You've seen her in The Big Bang Theory and Future Man. Also, Kevin Farley.
Oh, yeah.
Will be doing a set as well. In between, we have The Restaurant, which is a, you know, improv sketch comedy group. So they'll be doing In Between the Comics. I'm emceeing it, so I'm throwing some bits in there. And all by some, and the lineup of chefs is phenomenal. One of my favorite restaurants in the Chicagoland area is the Heritage in Forest Park.
Mm-hmm.
So Rick Olemacher is going to be there. Katsuji Tanabe from Barrio. Mike McCants from the Delta. And Darnell Reed from Luell's Southern Kitchen.
How do people get tickets, Jeff? What do they need to do?
Go to ChicagoGourmet.com. All right.
ChicagoGourmet.com.
Get tickets.
Tickets are available. And again, give the date of this.
This will be Thursday, September 26th from 6 to 9 at the Lakefront Theater, Classic Building. Okay. You said your parents
theater
did?
Theater on the Lake. My parents did just
Theater on the Lake.
Doing plays there.
Did you ever get to go see them?
Many times, yeah.
Do you remember anything?
Oh,
or you
it was great.
Did you enjoy it as a kid, or were you like, oh, I can't wait for halftime?
The first time I ever got a big laugh.
Intermission.
Yeah.
Whatever, bro.
My dad was doing a play there, and he used to run lines in the car, and the first time I ever got a big laugh was during a play once. He forgot one of his lines, and I yelled it out from the audience, and the place went bananas.
How old were you?
2.5.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That'll do it, right?
Yeah. All right, so you can eat and drink and have laughs all in one place?
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Well, and as somebody who's been either covering it and attending it since it existed, and I got to agree with Jeff, and I've been to and covered pretty much every single food fest around the country, is Chicago Gourmet has really come into its own, and it's done it in a non-traditional way. Granted, you've got a Jeff Morrow there on Stars of Food Network, but they're indigenous Chicago. It really pays homage to the favorite kind of food and chefs on the nationally known, right, but here in Chicago. And as they're building some of these sort of satellite events to be more things to more people, because typically the event sells out so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a lot of creativity in it. And so $90 per person to get all of that stuff is for this event is really reasonable. You know, some of these things are more expensive.
You can't go out to dinner for $90 a person without the entertainment and without the unlimited aspect.
Very true.
Cocktails and
unlimited
food.
Comedy.
Yeah. All right, I probably should have said unlimited food. Now people are going to be coming in with they're like, why does everybody have a leaking tote bag?
Like rolling
I want a cookbook. When does your cookbook come out?
Well, I got to listen to this. This is all news to me. It's taken me many years to even commit to doing one, just because I've been busy and I've heard nothing but, you hear horror stories from other talent and chefs.
The
like,
process,
it consumes you and it costs money. And it's like, but it's, I have this. My book is so near and dear, and I had so much fun writing the proposal that I was like, I'm ready to do it. But the soonest is like, you got to deliver it in March of 2000, and then it doesn't come out for another probably year after
it takes that,
that
long.
Jeez. I know. I was like, no, you got to, I can like get a car in
do
6 minutes
them
online.
Individually, Jeff?
they do. They use the old, I'm doing it. It's called old timey stamping.
No, don't use that process. It's cool.
There's like steam everywhere. It's like that scene in Catch Me If You
that
Can.
That was like a chisel with claymation photos in there.
All right, we'll take a quick break and then more with Dane Neal and with Jeff Morrow. Stick around, Bill and Wendy and WGN. Bill Left and it's Wendy Snyder. Dane Neal is here. Jeff Morrow is here. We're talking about food. I hope that's okay, Jeff.
I'm kind of hungry, actually.
Are you? You're getting hungry.
We were touching on Chicago Gourmet and excited for it, and excited to get in on things where people can still get tickets and kind of participate and get involved in some of these things. And I remember when this event, you know, year one was just like, I think it was like 20 wineries around the edge of Millennium Park and nothing in the middle, just Rick Bayless signing books at a card table.
Absolutely. It could be me one day.
there was no food, there was no nothing, and they have built this thing. I don't want to say against all odds, but the timing when they first did it, you know, it's the end of September. It could have been weather-wise a disaster, but it's worked out, and it is now, right? I think it's sort of a crown jewel that really sets Chicago off as this great, I think, destination internationally, even, right, on the food side.
I think it's just a fun time, ultimately. You know what I mean? It's not about the... I mean, you have the celebrityism there. You have the, you know, obviously credibility of great chefs and great restaurants in the city, but the events are fun and people are honestly having more fun. Not to discredit the other, you know, festivals throughout the cities and everything.
We can assume they're having some level of fun.
Everybody's having fun, but I don't know. Maybe it's just I'm local and I don't have to get on a plane, but for me, it's a blast, you know, because there's different styled events. It's not just walking around and eating. There's always some form of entertainment.
And there's just some of that, too. But you've got, like, Hamburger Hop, which is great. And that's something you've been involved with.
I'm judging again. I think this might be my seventh year judging. Now I just literally have the defibrillators on low pulse the whole time I'm eating.
Give some inside information for anyone entering when you're judging. What's the one thing you're looking for?
Simplicity.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I don't like drippy burgers. I like juicy burgers. Yeah. I don't like burgers that are inundated with too many textures, right, that are all competing together.
Yeah, don't throw a lobster on it.
I don't like either. You get a lot of foie gras, you know, the chefs coming out swinging, but to me that's like it's too much. Two weather systems coming together in not an accessible way, and then you get hail and then you got the car. Yeah. And then
pan fried or grilled, which do you prefer?
I like a good smushy pan fried griddle burger with crispy edges but juicy middle.
Yeah.
Caramelization.
And this is coming from a burger bash at Sobey, a guy who has won the People's Choice Championship. So this is a pedigreed opinion from a Jeff Morrow. You mentioned the defibrillator and all things in moderation, except when it comes to pork and minis, right? Which is now in expansion mode. I mean, I remember talking to you when you were just kind of dreaming it up.
Yeah.
And then with the first one, and now it's just supercharged.
It is. We have kind of implemented ourselves in so many different spaces to connect our food with everybody. And, you know, Bucktown, we got the flagship there still pumping. And then all these, you know, food hall locations like Forum 55, which is on State and Forum, and then Wells Street Market, which is a great location for us. And now with all the Mariano's locations, so we've kind of taken over with, if you're familiar with Mariano's, it is Todd's Barbecue.
How does Todd feel about this?
Todd is actually happy, and Todd is a real person, and he is like the best of the bunch. He is so likable and friendly and awesome to work with. Hey. That was our first question. We're like, when are we going to meet this Todd? You know, right. But Todd just happens to be one of the big execs there for the Roundy's, Mariano's, kind of Kroger family.
Yeah.
And he's been nothing but supportive, and it's been a wild ride so far. I think we're at 13, 14 locations right now. Orland Park has been our last one. We're expanding into Wisconsin, in the Milwaukee and Madison area, in the metro markets there.
Yeah.
In Roundy's. So it's just, by September, it'll be 28. So if people ask me, where's it going to be or where's it at? If there's a Todd's Barbecue with a smoker on site, we're taking Pork and Mindy's is taking it
and
over.
And it's all the things you know and love about the typical great barbecue situation, but some of those kind of Jeff Morrow kind of specialties, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's the pig candy, whether it's some of those other things that you guys do, those will be at those places too.
Yeah, for sure. Plus all the grab and go. So we're giving the consumer, you know, the customer a better, you know, more options than just the standard rotisserie chicken. We're doing full slabs, half slabs of ribs. We smoke everything on site. Whole briskets by the pound, pork by the pound, smoked meatloaf.
Awesome.
Chicken proving style smoked chicken that is phenomenal. Half chickens. I don't know. I mean, I see now I'm getting charged up,
that
right?
Sounds good.
But it's just, you know, so what? We're really getting there, and we're learning as we grow. And it's been, you know, it's one a week. It's been very challenging, but we're so happy. Mariano's been great partners.
Keep up the great work, Jeff.
Thank you so much, very encouraging.
That's Jeff Morrow. If people want to know more about you or anything you've just mentioned, what's the best way to do it?
Well, first off, go to ChicagoGourmet.com for the tickets to Jeff Comedy Jam on September 26th. It's going to be a heck of a time. For any information regarding Mariano's openings with Pork and Mindy's or where we're located, porkandmindy's.com. And follow me at Jeff Morrow on all the social media channels.
Watch him on the weekend on the
Oh, my God. And the kitchen, of course. 10 a.m.
I would like
Central,
to enter my patty
Saturday.
Melt into the burger.
That's
hop.
How I won.
With a patty melt?
I won in South Beach, what, how many years ago? Six, seven years ago, Dave?
Yeah,
crushed it. Patty melt. Simple. The key to patty melts.
Tell me.
If anybody's listening that's competing in
Put cheese
hamburger.
On them.
Quadruple American cheese.
Is that right?
That was my brother who was working with me. We won with my brother. My wife was there. My cousin, his wife. We had like the whole family working. And my brother goes, you got to quadruple the cheese on this. I go, you're right.
Like, cut me,
and
Mick.
That was like the cut me, Mick. He's like, come here, kid. Come here, kid.
Do you use Swiss also or just
American?
Because I use Swiss
white American.
Nah,
white American. The gooeyest. I don't know.
Keep
There's no
simple.
Difference. Keep it simple.
That's what Jeff's messages.
Grilled onions.
Yep. Yeah.
Nice little schmear or something. Buttered, griddled bread.
Yep.
Treat that. If you give me a dry toasted bun, toasted on a hot grill that has no fat introduced to it so it doesn't get golden brown and texturally more complex and delicious, get it out of here. Toasted dry bun. What is
Please.
A man? Don't stop it.
Get him out of here.
Put fat on there. Got it. Bunch of... I can't.
Jeff, it'll be okay. That's Jeff Morrow. Dana,
thank
are you
Jeff.
Okay? Everything's
thank
okay
you
with
guys.
You?
I'm okay.
Thanks,
we'll
man.
See
All
you
right.
Saturday.
Thanks,
Dean.
Thanks so much.